Greg Long and Christy Starling, WWIB, as we come up on quarter to six, and 69 is our wake-up temperature on this Tuesday. It is August 10th. I come out of that song, and I'm thinking of my wife. She's out of my mind. I mean, she's away in Africa yet again. This is like her 21st trip there to Liberia. And let me say good morning to Jason Cans. Good morning.
Good morning.
And that song about Uncommon, it was based, it came out in conjunction with a Tony Dungy book a long time ago, the football coach turned commentator. Anyhow, a friend of my wife's, a friend of ours, she had said to my wife, she said, if something can't be fun, it should at least be easy. Or if something can't be easy, it should be fun. My wife kind of laughed at it because she's just like born to do hard things. So, you know, it's kind of different strokes for different folks, right? So,
sure.
Yep. Anyhow.
Absolutely.
Well, 69 degrees yesterday, Book Lovers Day, and did you celebrate?
I did celebrate Book Lovers Day. You know, I spent a little bit of time reading yesterday, which was good. You know, I think the, it was just kind of a good day. I was off yesterday. Spent some time in the yard, but I've been part of this book hangout group on Facebook, so it was fun to see what other people were reading, too.
Now, you had this great line off the air, but you didn't tell us. So did you celebrate Book Lovers Day, and you're supposed to say...
Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to say every day is Book Lovers Day.
That's a good line. That's a good line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I struggle Absolutely. Because I am so audio-wired. You know, I not only work in radio, but I just... I don't know, radio, podcasts, more and more podcasts, to be honest with you. Already this morning, I'm well into The Rise and Fall of Mars Hill, Episode 7. So there you go.
Yeah, I just looked to see if it was updated yet,
yep.
And I hadn't seen it. So I'm glad you said that. I'm looking forward to listening to that one today, too.
Yeah, again, it's informative. It's insightful. It's not bright and cheery.
I think that's probably true.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, how about, you know, it's been a long time since we dealt with another of your favorite authors. So let's try to revisit that this morning.
Yeah, we were, I think, talking. We couldn't remember if we had left
C.S. Lewis. We left off on C.S. Lewis. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he was, I mean, so influential. But, mm-hmm. you know, the one that's next on my list is Francis Schaeffer,
okay.
Who was probably one of the people that I have really... one of the first people I read all of their works, and I have a complete set of his works. It's five volumes in the basement at home, and Tessa refers to them as the colored books because they are a rainbow arrangement of books. And you know, Francis Schaeffer was such an influential thinker in Christianity in the 20th century, really important in terms of helping people think through worldview and faith. And I think, you know, as I was getting into understanding worldview, he approached it in a way that was gentle, and yet confrontational right where it needed to be. And, you know, I think he has had a broader influence on much of Christianity than maybe many people realize.
Yeah, there was a great book I had of kind of the apologetics of C.S. Lewis and Francis Schaeffer. It was interesting because I guess Schaeffer was quite the Calvinist, but at least in this book, they described... Lewis is more Arminian, but talk about two of the more prominent influence in terms of Christian thinking in the 20th century, those two, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I think both of them had a way of being positively subversive, where they would, you know, ask questions to help people, to lead people through kind of the consequences of their thinking.
Right.
And
Schaeffer had been a pastor in, the, I think, the St. Louis area, but then... And I remember him going out, it'd be late at night, and maybe giving drunks a ride home. But, I mean, Le Brie that in Switzerland, that whole community, and people like Richard Swenson, we've loved him out of Menominee, and so many others, I think, visited there. And, yeah, that idea that Schaeffer asking questions, listening, and engaging the seeker, right?
Right, absolutely. You know, and if you look at the list of of Christians who are still writing today who have been who spent time at Labrie. The list is long,
right.
and it's impressive.
Yeah, for sure. So, I think that is something I always appreciate. So many things I appreciate about you, but one of the things of reading an author and then taking it on and then reading all of it and then as it comes forward years later to have you do that with Crabb, where you'd not even heard of him, and then you consume it all to the point that you co-write a book on him and host a conference. I mean, that's just that's very admirable. I think so.
I am a book glutton.
Yeah, you are.
So,
but and that's okay. And you don't gain no calories in that, right? So
right, yeah.
If it could only provide weight loss, though, that would be awesome.
Oh man, I would have to read a lot faster for it to lead to weight loss.
The last thing on Schaefer I'm going to take is just the idea of remembering some lines he used, like true truth and a personal infinite God. Those are some things that I go back to time and again from him. So,
absolutely.
And probably more than anything else, where John 13, 34, and 35, and you're huge on those chapters, John 13 through 17. But he called, he's got a whole book, The Mark of the Christian, on those two verses, right? So,
yeah, if anybody wants to pick up Francis Schaefer, that's the place to start. It's a 50-page book on John 13, 34, and 35, and it is excellent.
Fantastic. So, love you, man. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Talk. There's our buddy Jason Cairns, WWIB. Hey, before you go, are you gone? I lost him already. Charlie Peacock with a birthday today. And asking you, remember that name out of the past? I mean, how old do you think Charlie Peacock is today? If you guessed 65, you're correct. Charlie Peacock, 65. It's the feel old birthday of the day. Here he is of Kingdom Come, Only You, WWIV, 68 degrees. Good morning. Ah, there's nothing like a scented candle, don't you think?
Oh, and there's nothing like IKEA. I love IKEA. To the point where I have to only bring cash. I am not allowed to bring my debit card or my credit card. I love IKEA. And maybe I could qualify for this deal. Here's an article that says IKEA loyal customers can win a candle that smells like its famous meatballs.
Really?
Yes. Well, no trip to IKEA is complete without stopping for some meatballs and the lingonberry sauce.
I've never been. So
I have not either. I have not either.
My wife were talking about this as a possible date at some point is, because we just never go anywhere.
Aww.
And so we thought, well, maybe we could go to like Chanhassen or something like that and catch a show. And then go to IKEA and just wander around.
Only if you want to wander through little vignettes and rooms of Swedish simplicity and style and end with a delicious meal of meatballs with lingonberries. Everything's very... here's my tip. Go to the kids section. They have lots of cool little art supplies and a fun little lamp. Anyway, so this article has captured my imagination because IKEA is turning that scent of meatballs into a scented candle. These scented candles are a prize in a sweepstakes event for IKEA Family Loyalty Club members to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the free loyalty program. So 1,925 lucky winners will get to claim one of the meatball candles and let the sweet smell of meatballs waft through their homes. That sounds too good to be true.
But then every time, because again, I'm gone most of the day and then I come back. I feel like if those candles were lit, I would get excited every time I walk through the door. It's like, meatballs, really?
That is such a good point. Boy, get ready for disappointment, Phil.
I mean, and again, I enjoy meatballs, and it's something that we do have on a semi-regular basis. But I think every time...
Yeah, you're right.
You've got the more traditional scented candles, right? I mean, rather vanilla or pumpkin. But
fresh linen.
In the last year or so, we've had the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like, they have, like, a burning log, but they also, I think, a scented candle. Maybe I'm confusing the two of those.
They probably do.
How about the Quick Trip Glazer scented candle? Yeah, they've got that.
I never got one of those.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. Wow.
Every time they're $1.99 for a six-pack, I end up getting them anyway, so I don't need more temptation.
Yeah, right.
Thank
exactly.
you, Quick Trip.
I encourage people to go to IKEA with a budget. $20, that's about my limit.
You know, I was kind of quiet about the fact, but once Caleb piped up that he'd never been there too, I'm like, yes.
It's okay. We can acknowledge it.
Yes,
together.
We can.
It's para pratak.
Well,
that's Swedish
Susan,
for
thanks
very
for
good.
Taking the wheel on that. Jesus is going to take the wheel now with Carrie Underwood on WIB.
74 degrees, 22 minutes past 8 o'clock here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Two-thirds of the show, the better two-thirds. Mark and Susan are out live at Northwestern Bank of River Prairie to kick off Change for Kids 2021. Let's send it out live to Altoona.
Thank you very much, Caleb. Brett Gaboy with us from Hope Gospel, and we are kicking things off for the third straight year here at River Prairie Northwestern Bank. And Brett, all of the funds through Change for Kids going to benefit your wonderful home for women and children.
Yes, we are excited to be able to do this for a third year. We invite people to come down and just donate their change or paper money. We'll take that. Also Bitcoin. If anybody has any, but we are collecting money so that we can have women who are struggling with addiction and homelessness come with their children and give the children a safe, reliable place to stay while mom is working on what she needs to work on to get better.
As I recall, this was actually an idea that was born out of the mind of a child, the idea of kids benefiting women and children in a home that we're so grateful now exists here, still pretty in its early stages, right?
Yes. Sarah Stokes from Stokes and Herzog, one of our sponsors, her daughter found out that we are building this facility for women with children, and she wanted to help give, so she saved her change and gave it to us, and that out of that, Sarah ran with it and started an event where children can bring their money down and give change to the kids that aren't so fortunate.
And certainly a great cause, but again, to teach your kids about giving, something to you'd love to instill in them when they're young and that they would carry it into their later years, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's about being the hands and feet of Jesus and helping those who are less fortunate. And, you know, we all need to learn that. Mm-hmm. Kids, obviously, at an early age, the earlier the better.
Yeah, compassion, empathy, other-centeredness, all are huge. And again, you got some great sponsors. Northwestern Bank, obviously, we're here at the River Prairie location. Tell us about some of the other Northwestern Bank locations and other places where people can bring their change until 5 o'clock today.
Yes, we are collecting downtown Chippewa at the Northwestern Bank, and then River Prairie and Altoona here, and then also at our office on the west side of Eau Claire. If you have time, just stop by, throw your change in the bucket. All kids will get a free ice cream scoop card from Olson's Ice Cream, so that's an incentive. And here at the Altoona branch, the first five people will give a couple gift certificates to our bargain center. So the first five that come down here this morning, we will give you a gift certificate.
Fantastic. All right, next time we'll be back with you later on after 8:30 and talk to Tracy Smisky from Northwestern Bank here in the River Prairie location. But again, lots of other places to go to bring your change for kids, benefiting the Home for Women and Children, run so well by Hope Gospel Mission in Eau Claire. Mark Halverson, WWIB, along with Brett Gaboy from Hope Gospel. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.
And speaking of Change for Kids, for Hope Gospel Mission's Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children, it's going on now, right now, at Northwestern Bank, River Prairie, in Altoona, Northwestern Bank, downtown Chippewa Falls, and also the Hope Gospel Mission administrative offices. Let's go down to Altoona for the better two-thirds of the WIB Wake Up Show. Havo and Susan, checking in live.
Hi, Caleb. Hi, everybody. I'm here with Mark Halverson, and we have the wonderful Tracy Smisky here.
Mm-hmm. Market President with Northwestern Bank here in River Prairie. Welcome back. We talked to you a year ago, so.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, and again, it's not, you know, it's supposed to get kind of warm today, but it's not too bad right now with some of the cloud cover. So this is a great event, year three of Change for Kids for the Hope Renewal Center for Women and Children. I know you guys love working with Hope.
We absolutely do, and we're excited that we've got a $5,000 match donation today. So any change that's donated is going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $5,000 today. So we're trying to make sure that we raise as much money as we can for the Women and Children's Shelter.
We've got a little bit contributed already, but we got to for sure, like that's the minimum we got to get to is $5,000.
Yeah. Right. And what I love about this idea, Tracy, is that you've donated this patch of grass. Hope has their tent set up, and I just want the listeners to know you barely have to slow down and just throw your change in a bucket.
Oh, for sure.
You don't have to leave your vehicle. You guys are right here on the edge of the road. It's super simple.
Yeah.
And it's just genius because we know that those little bits of change add up to do big things. Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do. And I think my favorite part of this day historically has been when we take these big buckets into the bank and we're dumping them into the change machines and the clinking and all the quarters and the dimes and the nickels that are all being counted that add up to just thousands of dollars.
Yeah. And so even if you just are listening to this in your car, just swing on over to Northwestern Bank, slow down a little bit so we can catch the change in a bucket. And honestly, this is going to change the lives. And to have a place just for women and children, a safe place where they can feel God's love and begin to grow into healthy ways of living. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you're sponsoring that.
Well, we're so excited to be involved. And when I've toured the Renewal Center and just seeing the impact that it's making on the women and children that are in that building, and like you had said, the changing lives, and whether it's change or whether it's a check that you drop off, please just get involved and support this amazing mission.
You're not going to turn away dollar bills
or checks.
Absolutely
not.
Anything.
Yeah, so we're building it as Change for Kids, and again, for benefit in the Hope Renewal Center for women and children. But hey, mom and dad, if you can help out Billy and Susie and their contributions, that would certainly be great. And again, everybody goes, the kids going away, every contributor with that Olson's ice cream certificate here. Mm-hmm. So Tracy, one more time, where can they make the donations then?
Yes, please visit our Northwestern Bank locations here at the River Prairie location, as well as downtown Chippewa Falls right on Bridge Street, or visit the Hope Gospel Center offices. Mm-hmm. They can drop off their change there too.
Fantastic. Tracy, we appreciate it. From Northwestern Bank, Market President Mark Halverson with Susan Jacoby here on location at the River Prairie Northwestern Bank. Hope the Change for Kids continues on until 5 o'clock today. Make your contribution. Make a difference.